It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty. Well, hello there. It's Brock. It's Hunter. It is the Plan B After Show podcast.
You know what else it is? What?
It's National Men's Day.
You're so happy about that.
I really am, man. I'm proud to be a man.
You're proud to be a man.
I'm proud to be an American and a man. I thought that was going to go a lot smoother.
It's a good try.
You know?
It's a good try, buddy.
Tried.
Yeah, it is. It's National Men's Day today. And you know what? In this day and age, men get a lot of crap.
Yeah.
We get a lot of crap, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I'm against the women. You know, feminists can do their thing. But boy, oh boy, sometimes a man can't win.
Well, let's start from the roots here. If you had to choose at birth, and you could be a male or a female.
Easy.
Is this an easy answer?
It's an easy, of course, being a guy.
Yeah.
It's the best.
You know,
we get to bang chicks.
You get to bang chicks? You know, females, they have to go through the pregnancy. The period once a month.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of stuff.
You got to pee sitting down?
Yeah. Well, I do that regardless, but man, I just had my man card taken away on National Men's Day. Damn it.
It's so comfy. I know. You lost it on Men's Day. That's the worst day to lose it.
I used to stand up and pee all the time until I got a nice smartphone. I'm like, I'm going to sit here for a while.
That's actually, you know what? That's fair. That's fair. If you're sitting down and peeing because you want to get some light reading done. Yeah. All right. I can see that. Right. I can see that. I wish I had a urinal at the house. Mm-hmm. That'd be so much easier.
Yeah. Why don't they have that?
Like home urinals?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's not a pop. And you think it would be? I guess maybe because it's extra stuff. I don't know. It's extra porcelain. I'm not sure.
It's because you'd have a dumb wife trying to sit in it.
You left the seat up.
It's a urinal.
It's a urinal, you dumb broad. I mean, technically, we do have urinals in the house. It's the sink.
Yeah, they're very nice.
You peed in the sink before?
Downstairs, maybe once.
I pee in the sink all the time. Yeah. Not the upstairs, but the downstairs. We got a tub sink.
Uh-huh.
I pee in that thing all the time.
Which is surprising because you got to be kind of tall to do that. You got this little stool?
It's because my dong's huge.
just lay it up.
Just lay it up over the top.
Like an elephant
trunk. It's not that tall. I got to stand on my tippy toes, though, to do it.
Yeah.
Get that night. But, yeah, being a man, I think, is better. Mm-hmm. Not saying women aren't great. I love women. But let's be honest. Being a guy is great.
Yeah. What are some manly things we could do today to celebrate?
We could chop wood.
Chop wood while drinking a beer.
Drinking a beer while chopping wood.
Yep.
And eventually cut off a finger, which is pretty manly.
Yeah.
How'd you lose that finger? Chopping wood and drinking beer.
How'd you lose that finger? Being a man.
Being a man.
Yeah.
Any more dumb questions?
Yeah. Got anything else there? Sally.
Sally. I see you got all your fingers, you sissy.
All right. What else could we do being manly?
We could kill an animal.
Kill an animal?
Yeah, kill an animal.
You could do that. That's
right.
Manly.
Go hunting. You'd be crying the whole time.
Yeah. I'd tear up. Little guy.
It's like that scene in Forgetting Sarah Marshall where he's got to kill the pig.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. Do it. What else could we do?
To be a man, to be a manly thing, fishing would be fun.
Yeah, we could do some fishing.
What are some other you know, I would say, what's the golfing, but no.
Nah.
That ain't going to happen.
We could stand on the corner and whistle at chicks.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, hot stuff? We could do that. That's manly, isn't it?
Manly. It's kind of creepy, but
good way to get slapped in the face.
Right.
Getting slapped by a woman, that's manly, right?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go work out today? That's kind of manly.
I thought about it, but I am violently hungover, so I probably won't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I'm going to go eat a big breakfast. I'm going to take a nap.
Get a good manly breakfast.
Yeah, manly breakfast, bacon, eggs. Yeah. Can I be honest? Even though it's man day, mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of bacon.
Really?
I'm not a big fan of bacon. Now, I like Canadian bacon.
Tread lightly, Brett. Tread lightly.
I like Canadian bacon. I like ham. Oh. But bacon itself, just the I'm not a big fan of it.
See, the Canadian bacon? I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
But I really like the crispy, like, you know, just burnt to the max.
I don't. That does not appeal to me whatsoever.
I like putting bacon in my mouth and it just turns to dust.
I feel like bacon has been, like, we've gone too far with it. Now everyone is just all about the bacon, bacon and whiskey. And I'm like, give me a nice chunk of ham. I'll take that in the morning any day.
You think pigs know how good they taste? Pigs are pretty smart.
They are smart, and I know pigs will eat other pigs.
Hey.
Maybe they do know.
Hey.
Of course, they'd be chewing on their ass all the time. They're like, I'm so good. I don't know, though. I don't know. You know a pig's orgasm lasts 30 minutes.
Really?
Can last up to 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
30 minutes. So, yeah, if I had a choice between...
being a male, female, or a pig?
I'd be a pig, man.
Oh, yeah.
Wee, wee, wee. Ew, ew. Yeah, yeah, fun fact.
Wow.
Fun fact.
30 minutes.
30
minutes.
Yeah.
My toes would be cramping so hard.
Give me a banana. I need a banana. I need some potassium stat.
Curling my toes for 30 minutes.
Just curling your hooves.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But yeah, so there's some manly stuff that we can do. I'm not going to eat some bacon.
Celebrate accordingly.
That's
today.
Right, guys.
Probably have some sex.
Shotgun a beer. Yeah. Watch some porn. Just be a man.
Well, girls do that too. Kiki proved it the other day.
Yeah, that's true. She is a pervert. She's a degenerate. Yeah. We haven't had her on the show.
Yeah.
We need to have her on the Plan B.
I think she tries to avoid it.
I don't blame her. This is just the worst, and no one should listen to it.
We can't have no female on the show today. It's a man's show
that's
today.
That's right. You know what? She better keep her ass in the kitchen today. It's man's day.
Jesus.
You get it. You get that. You get in the kitchen. All right? You make me a steak. All right? And then you give me a beach.
She's gonna kick your ass.
I hope she doesn't listen. She's not going to listen. It's fine. It's fine. All right. Well, I think that'll do it. That's a good show.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
We accomplished nothing, and that's exactly what we wanted to do on International Men's Day.
Fantastic.
All right. Don't forget to check out more at WIRX.com where you're at to hear this. It's pretty simple. You can just go browse around. We got the babe of the day. Look at the babe of the day.
There you go. It's National Man's Day. You know, celebrate accordingly. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, don't be a pussy. You pussy. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. We'll see you guys next time.